Yeah. Coming from there, baby. Let go.
Plug it.
Who?
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 The fuck are we? Some owls in this bitch?
No, but I'm Frecky.
And I'm Mr. Pitufi.
And we're Pitufi, 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 Pitufi. Yes, we also got Miss Pitufi. You know, at a point, like, what happened?
And you know, I wasn't gonna stop because I knew where he was headed, so I was like, let's just keep it going. Yeah, come on.
Well, let's do it then.
Let's do it. So, what are we doing today, fucking gang?
We're gonna tell them a little bit about ourselves.
About what?
Get a little bit more into depth about ourselves.
About who am I? Petey Pub, motherfuck.
I don't know, I expect him to say that. I don't even know what the fuck he was saying. I'm confused.
Oh, yeah, that's some throwback shit. That's some Petey Pablo. I don't know if you hit Petey Pablo. Yeah.
You're the millennial. You're the youngin'.
I am the millennial. You're Generation X.
I'm not gonna cap. I probably shouldn't know too much about Petey Pablo.
I might be Generation Z at this point, but hey. But shit, yeah, we want to talk about who are we? Who am I? You know? And no, I'm not Petey Pablo. I'm Frecky. So I want to start off with obviously struggles. And that's where everybody starts in life. It's always struggles.
They're learning
how to adapt to their life. They're learning how to live their own life. You know, they're trying to figure shit out. And to this day, we're all wondering, who the fuck are we?
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Big facts.
We sit here and think, you know, we know who we are, like, physically and, you know, deep down, who are we? Or what's more of me?
Yeah.
I want to discover more of me. But I'm about to start off with, you know, where I actually came from and my struggles. So, toast to Frecky Stories.
Salute.
Toast. Uh-huh.
So, we're going to start off with the struggles, man. As you guys know from last episode, I talked about my struggles financially. And I always bring it up because that is one of my biggest struggles. And, you know, it started off me worrying about fun, partying, not caring about my future, not worrying about what I got to pay for. I was fucking 16 years old, you know, finally had my first job at 16, working at Burger King, as we discussed way back in the episode when we said, you know, our first jobs and shit.
Yeah.
And, from there, you know, every dollar I made, I put in a bank account, yeah, but at the end of the day, we was spending it, you know. We was young. We didn't give a shit. Really ain't had no bills. Only thing I had to pay for was the car that I ended up purchasing.
Life with no responsibilities. The good days.
The good days. The good days.
Right? Take me back.
I swear to God, man.
What?
Nah, don't take me back. I'm better now.
White dad, I stole the fuck out your truck again. It wasn't my idea, but I'll fucking do it again.
He listens to these podcasts, but white dad, I used to steal your keys off the fucking dresser, and I used to take a picture of how you used to leave them keys just so I could put them right the fuck back.
Yeah,
how
if,
you
he left listens, them. If he listens and he done heard this already, yes. I'll steal the fuck out your truck again. Thank you again for everything you taught me, but if you take me back, I would steal the fuck out your truck again, bro.
For struggles.
Yeah, that's a very good struggle.
Just to think that this is where the fuck we started, though.
What you mean?
Struggles, like, that's to me, in my opinion, that
that's crazy, though. Like, not everybody starts with struggles. Some people come with struggles along the way.
No, because they're struggling to learn the way that it's thrown upon them at the same time.
That's what I'm saying. Like, some people, they start with no struggles. Some people are just smooth sailing in the beginning, and then they run into some shit, and they're like, damn, how the fuck do I handle this?
Kulikitaka. But, to finish what I was saying, though, there was times that, you know, when I was working, I was out partying all night. I ended up living with my dad at 16 and a half, 17. I thought I was the shit, you know what I'm saying? And now that I'm older, and hopefully this helps anybody that's young and fucking still living at home with your parents or fucking with your family and getting free rent or whatever. Like, I wish that I was at home saving money, you know, being with the family.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit.
I'll tell you right now, take advantage of it, but not in a bad way. Take advantage of it in a good way where, like, you should be saving up. You should be getting ready for your next chapter in life. Don't take advantage of it to the point where you're like, oh, well, I can just spend all my money and go on and blah, blah, blah. And then when real life starts to hit you, you're like, fuck. How do I save up for this apartment? How do I save up for this? How do I do this? How do I manage to get this done?
But that's where I'm going with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we want to grow up faster than what we should.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and it goes back with the last episode, too. Like, we want to prove to ourselves or to whoever that, you know, we can do it on our own. We don't need nobody. At the end of the day, that's what we want to prove, that we're independent and we can do it on our own. You know what I'm saying? So, what did I do? I ended up leaving my pop's house. And I was like, fuck it, I'm about to start doing this shit on my own. Guy ended up getting my first spot, and everything was cool for a while, but I was working constructions, and we all know how that went. You get paid when you get paid, and that shit wasn't cutting it.
That was working dad construction, sorry. This is J&C construction, all right? This isn't that everywhere.
Yeah,
but
you ain't know when the fuck you was getting paid, but, you know. That shit fucked me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
facts.
I didn't know when I was gonna be able to pay the rent. You know, with not having good communication with your roommate, they're pissed off because they got their half. You ain't got your half. At least you don't know when you're gonna have your half. You know, you got it.
Yeah, you're like, I got it. I don't. You see me? I'm going to work, but.
So that was another struggle that I had. You know, like being able to provide when I should have. You know what I'm saying? Financial stable, and not even from that. I went from that to going back to my dad's house, and there was times that I was sleeping in the car. I was sleeping in the car because, you know, I'll come home late, and dad didn't want us to go in the house that late or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes I leave the keys. I didn't even know where the house keys was, and the door's locked. I had to sleep in the car and shit. You know, I already explained how I couldn't really go around without gas money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I already explained how I really couldn't go out and eat much, you know what I'm saying? But when I was in the apartment, I couldn't have a cell phone. You know, I was reaching y'all with Wi-Fi.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying? Stealing people's Wi-Fi. You know what I'm saying? Looking for that signal.
That's funny as
looking for a signal just to say, what's up?
Using a walkie-talkie app like, yo. Yo, you hear me, bro?
I mean, tell me that's not a struggle, bro. I'm walking around the whole complex.
I McDonald's for a free Wi-Fi.
I should have. You know, I didn't even think of that, but I'm walking around the whole complex.
What's your name? Susan? Sharon.
Oh, man, why the fucking power went out at work?
She had the McDonald's. Like, I had to drive to McDonald's to get some Wi-Fi because my power was down.
The struggle, man.
That's facts.
The struggle's real. Everybody go through it, man.
I done been there a couple times.
Yeah, explain. What's your biggest struggle, you think?
I feel like my main one you could say is like you being without a job for a few months and having to like
I would say like my biggest struggle is not so much like not having jobs. It was just why I lost jobs. I'm just real hard headed, and like I'm a good worker. Don't get me wrong. Like I'm not saying I'm better than anybody or whatever. But I'm a good worker.
So I
know what I deserve and how I should move up and this and that. But sometimes it just doesn't work that way in a, you know, in a business. So I done screwed myself out of a lot of shit just being hard headed. And like sometimes it's even, you know, just been like, you know, smoking some bud. Where it's like, all right, I got
that's
a good
your struggle smoking like, some bud.
Sometimes, yeah, where it's like, fuck, bro, I'm stressed. I need to smoke some bud.
Yeah.
But I got a good job. So I need to stop smoking bud, but I'm fucking stressed because if I don't keep this job, then I'm fucked.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, it's just stupid shit like that, just being hard-headed as fuck. So I would say, like, hard-headed has been a big thing for me, like a big struggle.
Just, like, hard-headed as in, like, not just taking advice and just fucking eating shit up and going, or, like, hard-headed, like, I know what the fuck I had to do and I just didn't do it.
Oh, yeah, facts. The second one. Sorry. I can't just say yeah. But yeah, the second one, I knew what I had to do. I knew what was coming. I knew what the consequences were. And it's like, sometimes I know better, but I just don't do better.
Let emotions take over.
Not even emotions. I mean, sometimes, yeah, sometimes emotions do take over and it's one of those things. But yeah, for the most part, it's just me being stupid. Like, all right, well, I know just because I'm a good worker, I can get past this. Yeah. So like I talk about one job. I was a temp at Morrison, and there was a good job. I was climbing the ranks pretty quick, and that was just as a temp and shit. And all right, well, you know, your 90 days is coming up. You're gonna have to take a drug test and then see if you get hired in.
Drug test.
So yeah, I mean, I knew I should have been stopped a long time ago, but I'm sitting there like, oh shit. Oh,
fuck. I keep smoking. Smoke.
That I keep smoking. I need that. But either way, I still stopped a whole month ahead because, you know, it takes like 30 days.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a fucking lie.
That is a lie.
When you chief like we do,
survey says
wrong. But either way, so yeah, like I said, it's just hard headedness done got me out of a lot of good things, and who knows, maybe out of some bad things too. But you know, there's a lot of struggles we go through, and that's just one of mine. You got anything you want to say?
Hold on, before Miss Pitufa goes, besides being hearted, was there ever, like, in a struggle, like, maybe, like, I know you used to get in your funks, you know, just from working with you, I know you get in your funks sometimes, and you just, everything's just, it ain't shit, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you avoid and ignore everything
mm-hmm.
once you get in your funk, but what's something, like, you ever struggle with, like, pain-wise, you know? Or maybe drinking.
I would say mental health. And mental health can lead to a lot of problems like drinking or excessive smoking or so on and so forth. Whatever it may be. But mental health. I struggle with mental health a little bit too.
Yeah.
So that's another thing, yeah.
You feel like overthinking shit or...
Just a little bit of overthinking, just life experiences. There's a lot of shit that comes to mental health and whatnot.
That was actually going to be, like, what I was going to talk about. Struggles doesn't always have to be financially. Sometimes it could really just be about how you deal with your own emotions, for which I used to struggle with that shit. I used to lash out for no fucking reason. Like,
not show emotion, or...
Sometimes...
It could be show no emotion, or it could just be...
Sometimes show the wrong emotion. Or just, like... That's what I was going to say. Maybe, like, too much emotion, the wrong emotion. Because, like, sometimes, like, you know, me and Abby growing up, we've always been close as fuck, and... There's been times where we should be serious. And Abigail was not so serious.
Oh, no,
she's
fucking
sitting there laughing. So we're about to get our ass whooped. Mom's sitting there with a hanger in her hand like, oh yeah, you think this shit's funny? And I'm sitting there like, wide, big fucking eyes, but a nice fucking fish. And she's sitting there like it's fucking Beetlejuice with his head small, just laughing. I'm like, bro, what the fuck is going on?
But being kids though, it's not shit that I'm going to ever talk about, like, in a given moment, but, like, I've gone through a lot of different bullshit where, really, I never really had an actual grasp on my own emotions, where I used to have to literally fake it to make it. Yeah. So that was a struggle, like, not being in control of
my own emotions,
how to react on certain situations,
not
how
express
to feel
your emotions correctly,
quote unquote.
That's good.
Cool.
That's
like,
a good one because
a lot of these people, struggle. Like, it's hard to actually be in control of your emotions. One. Like,
to be in control and conceal your emotions.
Yeah. So that's I was never good one. At that shit. So instead of me being sad or being mad, I would laugh about the shit, and people look at me like I'm fucking crazy. But it was just that's what worked for me in the moment. That's how I was okay with dealing with everything. Like, laugh about it. That's just how my body reacted. But like...
This dude.
Growing up, that really was one of my main struggles, not having a grasp on my own emotions, for real. Like, lashing out or, for example, like we just stated, laughing when I should not have been laughing, or 99.9% of the time, shit was just a fucking joke, for real. And it shouldn't have been, because it's serious at situations, but I would laugh about it. People look at me like I'm really, literally, mentally fucked up.
Yeah.
No, that's a great point, because a lot of these people, they also go through depression or fall into, like, crazy holes and shit. What happened? Again? Yeah. Nah, people fall into depression or fall into, like, you know, crazy dark spots that you're right, like, they can't show their emotion, they gotta fake it to make it, they're not their actual self, and you know, that is a struggle, not being able to be who you are, you know. That's another thing that we talked about last episode as well. You know,
I wouldn't say that it's not being true to who you are, it's really just because in my sake, I can only speak for myself, but sometimes it was like, you can't really show those type of emotions or show that this is something that really hurts you because you don't want it to hurt somebody else. Yeah. You'd rather just deal with that shit by yourself.
Yeah.
So instead of you putting that burden on someone else, you're just like, oh, let me just brush that shit the fuck off. Like, it don't even matter for real. And then you deal with that shit on your own time. That's another struggle. Like, dealing with shit on your own, knowing that real is real. You really can't take the heat by yourself, but you're going to do it just for the sake of, let me make sure that they cool.
Yeah.
I'll deal with the shit by myself as long as they're okay.
Not yet, but that's not how we talked about in the last episode, too. That, you know, everybody do want to take it by themselves or want to deal with them by themselves, but at the same time, sometimes it does help to be able to talk about it and let somebody, you know, kind of help deal with it with you and, you know, just be supportive, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you don't know who can relate to what you're going through at the moment.
Yeah.
Or that might be similar.
Sometimes out is always better than in, you know. A lot of people go by that too.
like when Shrek? I fart, yeah, it's better out than in. That's what I always say.
Out the attic than the basement.
Shrek's a nasty motherfucker. I'll tell you that.
Shrek is love. You know love. What?
Struggles are definitely a motherfucker. Shrek is life. But let's take a little bit further. We don't want to just be negative the whole time. Let's talk about shit that helps us move forward. The struggles that we done went through, how does it help us move forward? Communication-wise, expressing yourself, putting yourself in positions where you're in a better predicament.
I would say first things first, in order to move forward is you kind of got to have a grasp on who you are, at least.
But who am I?
And that's the big question, is who are
it's
you?
It's so hard to answer for it.
Exactly. Just, but that's the thing, though, is you got to have a grasp, at least a little bit of a grasp.
For everybody that's listening, I just really want to know, ask yourself, who am I? And tell me if you can tell yourself, who are you?
Yeah.
That's hard.
Whether it's in your head, whether you have to write it down like it's a school paper.
Exactly. I was going to say, even DM us.
I want to know.
If you can tell us who you are.
I want to know.
I'd like to know.
I want to know what is everybody's response. Because at the end of the day, there's so much to talk about yourself. The question is, what are you going to let out? What do you want the people to know about you?
Facts.
The shit that you're never gonna tell. And you know what's
cool, though, is I've been thinking we should bring back, like, you know how in the newspaper ads they would have where you could write anonymously?
Yeah.
And then there'll be, like, a character, like a Lucky Lucy or a whatever. They'd have some catchy name, but they'd respond to them and tell them, like, oh, well, you know, this is how I would kind of feel about this, or this is how I feel I should help you with your situation. Kind of something like that. That'd be kind of cool.
There's three
of us, so they really would never know exactly who's responding.
Exactly,
either.
And that's what I'm saying.
We can probably do that within, you know,
our page. So we keep it, yeah, we keep it anonymous. People just DM us or something, and we kind of just respond or help them. Yeah,
however best you can. That'd be dope.
Yeah, facts.
So feel free to.
I would like to bring that back. That'd be something dope. Feel free
to speak on whatever the fuck y'all got going on. We here to listen and give the best advice we can.
We'll be your Daisy Diary or some shit like that.
Yeah. So you want to get into positives.
For sure. I mean, we ain't no Debbie Downers.
I mean, shit. You know, the positive. I want to go into, you know, who am I inside? Not just as a person, but like, what is my mind take? When my mind take over my body, who really am I? And, you know, I am a person that just always trying to prove to myself that I can do more. I'm capable of doing anything that I really want to be. And when they tell you that shit is real, you really could be whatever you want to be if you work hard enough. Or, you know, at least put your part in. Nobody's going to give you no freebies. You know, nobody's just going to fucking pick you up from the fucking ground. I mean, there's people that do have connections. And congrats to you. Not everybody got connections. But just the fact that, you know, we can get up and prove to ourselves that we're capable more and we can do more. And, you know, I want to say that my leadership definitely plays a role. Like, my leader qualities, like, I've always, the whole time, like, I've learned as being as, you know, unstable, I've learned that people can help other people, you know, or people can keep shit intact. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes money really isn't everything. You know what I'm saying? And as a leader, I mean, you know, like, I've always tried to give advice. You know, I've always tried to lead people the right way. I never, you know, take them away from who or what they want to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, if anything, like, I encourage you to be who you are.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I always want to see you do right. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you definitely are a good leader.
I even heard this in the radio that it said, there's a lot of people out there that takes care of other people, but then forget themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And when I heard that, I was just like, damn, that's just real. Like, there's shit that I deal with, or there's shit that I don't do for myself, but I do for others. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that's just the leader in me. But at the same time, sometimes being that way don't always help, or don't always
lead in the best way. Doesn't always benefit you. And it sucks to say that, but it might not benefit you like right then and there, but God knows what you do. And, you know, sorry, this is me speaking from my opinion, but, you know, God knows what you do, and he sees that, and it's going to repay you in one way or another.
I kind of feel like this touches up on our last episode. Like, you doing what you do for other people, but depending on who your circle is, it's going to be repaid back.
Yeah.
Depending on who you surround yourself around. You're there for them, and then, hey, when you need them, they're there for you.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, for example, you guys have been there for me in some of my darkest times. Like, one of my main struggles. I don't really talking about certain shit. But when I do, you guys are there.
Yeah.
It's all about your circle.
Yep.
Who you could actually speak to and who could actually be there.
Facts.
And you can't always just expect for everyone to do the same shit as what,
yeah,
you know, certain other people do. But yeah, it is a positive, though, that within our circle, like, we can't talk to each other. We could talk about personal shit.
About,
like,
what we're going through.
Real personal ass shit. Yeah. Like, and be able to somewhat try to figure out how the fuck can we get through this? How can we can make it better? Or, hey, how are we gonna prosper all together from this entire situation?
Right.
Because you can't just tell a family member some bad shit and think that you're the only person that feels it, because they're going to feel it too.
Yeah.
Depending on how hard y'all rock with each other.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, we all get together, we figure it out. This is who we are. Now you know what we've been through, and we all figure it out as a whole.
That's what I'm saying. It's always better out than in. If you discuss it, then people can help you. Or, you know,
it's hard.
Everybody got their own advice, and maybe all the advice put together gives you one solution, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of like what they say, you know, every shot you don't take is a missed shot.
Yeah.
So,
but no, the reason
might as well
why
shoot your shot. And
the reason why I also brought up the leadership shit too, though, is because, like, it helped me learn and grow that, you know, it's not always about everybody. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I have to be selfish.
Yeah.
And I have to worry about myself, whether it's my health, whether it's, you know,
it kind of reminds me of the that
priorities.
There's a Gierbo song, and it says, like, I did everything for everybody but myself, and I felt like less of a man. And it kind of, in a kind of like a sense, that kind of like feels like it's striking me what you're saying, like, not less of a man, but you feel like, damn, I could have did more for myself, and maybe, yeah, I'd be in a better position.
But I was too worried about,
but I was,
everybody else.
Exactly. Let me lend a helping hand, because, you know, maybe I done came so far, and I need to help this person, I can help this person. And it kind of, not fucks you over, but, you know.
So, you know, the positive that I learned from my leadership qualities is that, you know, I can do that, but I also got to remember myself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, yeah.
I can always help anybody. I can always be a supportive person and give you advice or shit, you know. Some people that I meet out of the blue or just like in an instant like that, like, they tell me their darkest things, and because they have that trust in me, that, you know, they're comfortable, and not only that, but like, they're confident in me to know that, like, I can give them the right advice and I will keep this shit to the grave.
Yeah, yeah, you're, I mean, not just about to tell you, everybody what happened between y'all.
It's not my business for me to tell anybody, you know what I'm saying? And people, you know, they trust me like that, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you know, I'm also got to worry about myself, what I got going on at home, what I got going on with my family, what I got going on, you know, with my job, career, school, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
And now I'm juggling people's life with my life. So I had to learn, like, at the end of the day, it's my life. I only live one time, you know?
Yeah,
I
got to
worry about myself. You know, obviously I care about everybody else, but I also got to put myself first.
Learning to take center stage.
Yeah.
And then help everybody, yeah.
So in a positive way, you know, I did become financial stable because I stayed with the same job and working at the same job, I end up finding a career that I didn't even know I was going to go for, you know what I'm saying?
And, yeah, yeah.
And it's chill, you know what I'm saying? Like, I do like it. You know, I like hands-on shit and shit, and I don't like going to school, and I'm sure a lot of people don't, but at the end of the day, you know.
Those doors opened up, and.
It helps. It helps. If you get your degree and shit, yeah, there's other people. Whoa. If you get, if you get that degree, there's always careers waiting for you. And,
Whoa.
I know. It gives you more opportunities, let's just say.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It really does. Because there's people that are wanting or requiring a degree, and you're not going to get that.
Yeah,
you're not gonna get that type of job or that you know that job where you actually get to sit down and pretty much chill.
No, yeah, for sure. Not every job you go to is gonna help you get a degree. Right. Not every job you go to is gonna help you even just advance. Some motherfuckers would be like, hey, either you know what we qualify or you don't, and you can't get the job.
So you know, the one thing positive for me is I had to learn, you know, what I have to do. Take care of myself. What about y'all?
I'm gonna throw this off a little bit. It's gonna go based off of like our previous episode though. So like based off of everything that we have gone through, what do you find to be like a motivational thing to have pushed you to be who you are now that makes you who you are? It doesn't have to be a struggle. It doesn't have to be.
I'll let Pitufi actually answer this first, but I'm like, ready.
What was the question again? Let me make sure I heard this right.
The fuck?
Scooby Doo Papa!
She definitely didn't hear what she was looking at you, but she didn't hear what she said.
No, yeah. That shit just rolled off the tongue.
Oh, shit. That's when the Hennessy gets to you, y'all.
Dude, that's the shit though. Like I know what I want to ask, and if y'all don't catch it in that given moment, something that you've gone through that has motivated you to be who you are now.
Yeah. I would say hitting rock bottom, and I don't mean like hitting rock bottom in a sense of like, oh, no money, nobody around me, no nothing like that. It's just sometimes you feel like you hit rock bottom just within yourself. And that makes for a great lesson. So, I would say like hitting rock bottom was a good thing for me to learn that made me push forward and be a better person. So, I would say probably like something like that.
He's so dead over there. And I want to know.
Is it because of the drink?
Yeah, I just laugh because I hear all that shit. So I just started laughing.
Oh, he does have the headphones on. So I'd probably just be like,
glug, glug, they heard glug, that. Glug, glug. That's the handy, man.
Like when I was popping a cork and he was like, wow.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah. I hear. Nah, but yeah, I feel that.
Nah, yeah. Sometimes you got to hit rock bottom just to learn some shit. And like I said, it might not be financially. It might not be emotionally. It might just be like a mixture of things. And
the only way out of that is what?
Up. If you hit the bottom of the barrel, if you're down in the dumps, you can't go down no more. Yeah.
You already reached the bottom.
So now you know what the bottom is like.
You find
bottom is like.
You find yourself in a position. You find yourself in a position that you're like, this is the worst I've ever been.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you get to that position, you're like, how the fuck am I gonna get myself out? What I gotta do to keep myself out?
What do I do to get better?
Yeah. So you know, it's very important to hit that rock bottom. When you hit that bitch, get the fuck back up.
I tell you what, if you don't have to hit rock bottom, don't do it. But rock bottom isn't necessary for some people. Like I said, I'm hard-headed.
That's why I said everybody got to struggle.
Yeah.
My struggle.
Because every single person hit rock bottom. It might not be the same. It's not the same for all of us. It might not be money. It might not be mental health. It might not be emotions. You know what I'm saying? It could be anything. Anything. Every single one of us got different rock bottoms. Let's just say that.
Facts.
But until you hit that, you're like, you know, this is not where I want to be. This is not who I want to be. This is not what I want to be.
After a while, you can even sense the people around you know it. And they're like, oh, this nigga's not like, they're not acting like themselves.
Yeah.
This shit is weird. Like, and then you kind of get them questions too, like, hey, bro, you okay? And you already happens? And then you already know, you're like, damn.
And then what happens? You get into a funk, you start calling off, you get points, then you gotta sign a paper at the office when you when it's
I ain't signing no motherfucking paper. You shut up your fucking ass.
I tell you what, that was not that. He thinks that depression and all that shit, whatever I go through, had no. I was done with Rick.
You said depression?
Yeah, you said all that shit and makes you call off and blah blah blah.
No, I said the funk.
What do you think? What did you describe as funk earlier? Pretty much depression. You don't know how to talk that about funky all that.
Time.
Exactly. So either way, funk had nothing to do with it. I was done with Rick Kinzel. I was done with Baycourt.
I know you was, but that funk put you in the mode where you said you didn't give a fuck no more. You started calling off. You know.
Oh yeah. I mean, well, no. Like I said, it wasn't my funk. It was the Baycourt funk. I got a whole different funk from Baycourt.
From the job.
Yeah. So like I had my own shit I was
we
dealing
gotta
with.
Cut that off.
But I was
the job.
but that was cool. I was dealing with my own internal shit. But Baycorp, I was like, no. Nah,
the job.
I'm done. Baycorp.
No, because I'm not even just talking about Baycorp. Like there's a couple times that you go to a job and you might either like it in the beginning and then fall to a point
enlighten
where you get tired
me.
Of it.
Huh? Enlighten me.
What do you mean?
Because now I feel like you got some examples. I need to be enlightened.
No. I'm just saying, like, how many jobs did you hate right off the back? Let's just say that.
All of them. I want to.
No, because Pichon, he there's some jobs that he does hate right off the back, but there's some jobs he likes. And then after a while, he's like Baycourt. I'm sure he liked Baycourt, but he didn't get his pay rate. And I get it, because that motherfucker was running back and forth. A lot of people said he was one of our best shippers. A lot of people, you know, they had nothing but compliments. But where he failed at is his emotions got the best of him. He just said, fuck it. He didn't care no more. He started calling off his pay rate. When they gave him his wage, it's always going to be decreased, because they're gonna praise you for your best work. But one mistake starts going backwards, and that's how it is. But
that was like the thing. What mistake did I make though? That was my thing with Baycorp. Is what mistake did I make?
Because
you can't say the when I was being an asshole and all that shit, because that came after that was after the
no,
fact.
No, listen. Because when you left, I think he was making the same amount when you were working Wayfair, right? When you left.
No, I was making way more.
But the reason why I brought it up too is because if you were to stay, remember we talked about it, that everything went up. Like
they started making money because of COVID
after the
and all
COVID,
that.
You know, they gave up them big bumps and, you know, and I think you would have been comfortable.
What was they making over there though?
You would have been comfortable.
I work at Amazon right now. I'll tell you, I make $17.50.
Yeah, and you're comfortable.
He ain't comfortable with that.
No.
You're still not comfortable?
He's not comfortable with that.
$17.50?
I mean, obviously, everybody always want more. Always.
But no, I'm saying, that's what I'm saying, is like my responsibilities, I was making more at my last job than I was here.
At the same time, that's another thing that's positive of us, is that we know our worth, so like we give it our 100%.
You can't get comfortable.
No, I'm saying we give 100%. Like I said, Piper was a great worker. When it came down to even hose assemblies, me and this dude would kill orders. You know what I'm saying? If we was working together. When it came down to shipping, if they pressed that buzzer, this motherfucker, you didn't even see him sometimes. He just ran past.
All you seen was hair. Yeah. That's all everybody said. Everybody like, bro, I'm looking one moment doing my work. I look back, all I see is hair. Just.
Yeah, he legit used to run and shit. Like, best believe that he definitely used to earn his money.
No, he's a fucking great ass worker. This nigga hauls ass. He does what he gotta do. But sometimes your attitude.
His attitude. And it's just, his funk. And, it's only know, his funk.
It's not a bad thing, though.
It's like people look at my attitude as a bad thing. And the only time I have an attitude is because of stupidity. I would say that right now. I have a low threshold for stupidity. I do not want to be doing something that I'm gonna later on fix. So and then have to undo and then fix again so that somebody can be happy. I'm not trying to do no stupid shit like that.
That's okay, taking advantage of a person because it's like.
So that's another thing that Mr. Pitufi struggled with.
No, stupidity is that in goes, our family, that goes though, back to hard headedness. Really no, I'm saying the attitude. Burden.
That's what I'm saying. For me, that goes back to hard headedness. Because like I said, like for me, it wasn't really an attitude thing. It was like, all right, well, I done dealt with this so much, I done seen the outcome. I'm not trying to fucking do this again. So then I'll have a talk with management, or I'll have a talk with whoever. I'll try to straighten shit out. It doesn't work. And then so that's when I become an asshole.
So you told me you wanted to do what is it? You wanted to go to trade school for mechanics? Mm-hmm. Is that what you wanted to do? Mm-hmm. Are you still considering that?
Oh, yes. I'm just trying to figure everything out.
Do you think that that move will, you know, bring positive and or bring make you comfortable and make you, you know,
like for stay me,
with the job? Not stay with the job, but like, would you like the job? Like, would you like that enough to put in the time? Because you got to put the time in, obviously.
Yeah.
To say, fuck it, this is what I'm sticking with. This is my career. This is it.
I would say, yeah. Because deep down inside, I've always kind of been a car guy. I'm not going to say I'm a car guy like these guys that are fucking, you know, 16 years old with a fucking rebuilt Mustang from head to toe. I'm not one of those guys. But I've always loved cars. I've always played the Need for Speeds. And I loved fucking just putting that shit together. I've always been into that kind of stuff. The Fast and the Furious. Cars have always been my shit in a way or another. But yeah, that's one thing that I think, like, business wise.
Since the guy that used to make me change his tires whenever we was on the side of the road.
I was weak. It's not that I didn't want to do it. I was fucking weak. I was 110 pounds,
says
bro.
Says the guy that's going to get me killed because his fucking bolts wasn't even tied enough.
Me and Mr. Pinto. I don't.
Hold on. So let me just put, am I a mechanic now? No. Do I know what the fuck anything is? No. When that wheel's wobbling, I'm like, oh, it's like popping like a tie rod. Or my fucking axle's going bad. I don't know shit. It's my fucking, my lug nuts need to be tightened, bro.
If I remember the first episode, I talked about my car catching on fire. That would be Mr. Pitufi working on a car.
Mm-mm.
Bitch be in flames. Grant Theft Auto style.
No. Don't let him steer you in that direction, all right?
No, but is that?
No, yeah, I think that's
we're gonna, you know, that's your probably your biggest goal right now. Then
yeah.
That's your future. Is you want to be a mechanic? You want to go to the trade school? You want to get that together?
Yep.
So what do you got to do to get there?
Either way, first things I got to do is just figure out the schedule. I got to pick a school. First things first. Mm-hmm. One's gonna benefit me the most, and my schedule, because I'm working graveyard shift. So if I'm working graveyard shift, I got to find something that can, you know, go around that, or, you know, meet the ends where I can still kind of get some rest or something. But yeah, it's the biggest thing is finding the schedule and just not the motivation, but just that push.
So when you want to get there, what do you think?
When I want to get there ASAP.
All right. So let's get this shit started.
Let's do it. Like I said, all I got to do is just figure out, you know, the right location that's going to fit with the schedule.
All
right,
so all we got to do is the research.
Facts.
For sure. And do we could research. All
what's the best trade school? Where do you got to go? You're going to start mechanic? Hey, we can start off even off a motherfucking... Because
I was thinking, too...
What is those? U-Haul's storage?
I was thinking take haul, take... What are you talking about, U-Haul storage?
Anything storage. A storage, as long as it's a big lot, you can have a shop in there. Only thing you do is got to pay rent, but it's the same shit as a business.
Oh, I get what you're saying, because like some people, I've seen some people even live out of like storage lots.
Bro, storage, you don't.
But you know what? You know what?
That's a whole other story.
You can't sleep in the storage, but you can
you can't spend a night there. You got to sleep in your car, and then you can wake up in the morning.
Yeah,
and get
but they'll have like a whole like apartment in their store. Yeah.
So guys, we kind of got a lot out of Mr. Pitufi, and we kind of got into who you really are for and what you want, or you know what you go.
We're breaking barriers.
So we're about to get to Miss Pitufa, but right after the break. Now we're gonna put Miss Pitufa on the spot. Cheers for the second half, y'all. So Mrs. It's not Mrs. Right? Mrs. When you're married.
Yes, I'm not married.
Yeah, Miss Pitufa. I got to correct myself because I've been saying Mrs. a lot lately, and I got to learn proper English.
She's married to the money.
Miss Pitufa. Miss Pitufa, you going to school. What you going to school for?
Right now I'm doing a program for what is
surgical
it?
Tech.
Surgical damn, technology. She don't even know what the fuck she's doing.
That's the program.
They hate Pitufi. Got to answer that, Mr. Pitufi.
That's what you're doing, though. You're gonna become a surgical tech.
Surgical technology.
That's why I said this is surgical tech program. But
that's not my finishing point. This is just like just to get my feet into a hospital.
So then, what's the end goal?
I want to be an actual surgeon.
Oh, okay.
You want to be a surgeon. What got you into school? What made you say, fuck it, I'm going to go back and get into school?
It goes back into the previous episode where my mom busted her ass and it was just kind of like, all right, I done did this and that. And
so you still feel like you got something to prove?
I was about to say, you're proving yourself or?
Not even just for her, but I've always wanted to be in the medical field. Like, you even know that. Even as a kid, I always wanted to be a pediatrician. Always. I always wanted to work
always
with
some
kids.
Kind of doctor, kind of like but pediatrician, veterinarian, always some kind of doctor.
As I got older, it was kind of like, I want to have my own family. And I don't want to have like the image of, oh, this could be my child on the table. So I kind of left the pediatrician shit the fuck alone.
What made you like it? I mean, like, is there something that inspired you to want to be in the medical field or?
Did
you just fucking watch too much Grey's Anatomy? It was like scalpel.
No,
I think it's kind of how like just when you grow up, you know, usually how you know you're asked in school, like, oh, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Too much operation.
We did have that game.
Facts.
We did, but even before that, I always just it was in my blood.
I think it just came naturally.
Like I just wanted that.
She's always kind of been the person to take care of people.
Do you feel like that's it? Do you feel like that's what's gonna make it for you? That's your career? That's where you want to settle?
No. I wouldn't say settle because I want to be
say that's not settling either.
No, I want to do the medical thing. And I love working on cars.
I kind of feel like what he meant was like fulfill. Is that like what's going to fulfill you like at least right now?
No, it won't.
No, because we always said we want more, but I'm saying, like, that's your starting point. That's where...
Right, that's what I'm saying. Is that what's going to fulfill you right now? That's what I'm saying. Like, because you're saying, like, no, like, end goal, this is...
Okay, so well, what, if you're saying no, then what is the end goal?
Right, is a surgeon, that's what's going to fulfill you? Or you're saying, like, past that?
I want to be open to many different things. Like, I want to do the whole surgeon...
Then you're not ready to settle.
I want to do the whole surgeon thing. So what are you going to school for? I want to do engineering. I want to do the whole, like, business thing. Like, I don't know, it's weird. Like,
you want to do business, but you want to do surgeon.
And I also want to do engineering. Like, I want to do a bunch of different things.
This is what I'm going to tell you.
Right now,
you don't have nothing. So right now, you are lost. Right now, you really don't know what you want to do.
Facts.
So you're actually wasting your time going to school. Real talk.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Not wasting your time because it'll be... Okay,
it's not wasting your time.
I take that back. Not wasting your time because you will always have that to rely on in case... As a backup plan or, you know, whatever.
But what he's saying is, are you really going to be happy with what you're doing?
That's
what
because
you have so many options.
I would because that's the main thing I want to do, but I want a side hustle.
But what is the main thing?
Well, that's what you got to choose. Because
would it be a business manager? Would it be a surgeon? Would it be...
What we're trying to accomplish to get you to understand is that you're trying to choose too many big things and you're saying side hustle, but you're saying
main focus.
Yeah, but you're saying you want to be a surgeon. A surgeon is 10 plus years of medical school. On top of that, you want to go to engineering school. That's a whole nother field. That's a whole nother 6 years, depending on how far you want to go with it. There's a whole lot of shit you're trying to do.
Business management, that's another couple
years. If you
want
to do something like that, I would say go for the surgeon. You can do that main time, but you also got to find other things. If you want to be a person like that, that's where you find shit like realty to get into.
You know,
flipping cars, or you know, something else that's a side hustle that you can manage rather than two big businesses like that. That's a lot.
I'm literally break the fucking ice right now because I'm pretty sure it would probably only just be me. Who am I? I don't fucking know. I really don't.
No, Pitufi said that.
But I do know that. This is something that I've wanted all my life. Yeah. But at the same time, I'm distracted. Like, okay, you know what? I do like working on cars. You seen, I done tore my fucking Lexus apart and I put it back together. No fucking problem. Enjoyed every fucking moment, even though the car was not fixed after the fact.
So why are you not going to school for mechanical engineering and just...
Because I don't really know who I am. I haven't figured it out yet.
That's what she's trying to say is like, well, I want to do this and I want to do that, but I don't know exactly what I want to follow.
But I don't know exactly what I want yet.
So this is why this episode will help not only us, not only the people listening, but everyone, because right now you're actually talking with us about what you want to do, and we're helping you lean into what do you want to do.
For sure. Sometimes you do need that extra.
Yeah.
You tell me
like a what realization. I'm
saying, and you hit me you're saying this is what you're leaning more towards.
Because to me, it doesn't seem like the medical industry is your, like, I mean, it seems like that's what you're set on, but it doesn't seem like that's what you want to be set on.
No, I feel like that.
I just want too much.
You said it right. You said it right. But I feel like that's like more of your fantasy instead of what you really want.
Or maybe that's like this goes back to the last episode. Maybe that's your something to prove, where it's like, all right, I'm proving that I can be a doctor, or I can be a surgeon, or I can be this, or I can be that. Whether it's for you or for anybody else, like if you're just trying to take that leadership role, like, look, if I can do this, you can do this too. Or if it's like, hey, mom, like you were saying, hey, you busted your ass, I'm going to show you what you busted your ass.
Hard work done.
Yeah, cool. I'm going to show you what you busted your ass was worth. But that's what we're saying, is cool, you got to find something.
It's cool if you want to be Meredith Grey. It's cool if you want to be Miss Toretto.
Hey, you know what? That's so funny, because
I would say Letty or Suki, because there's girl, you know, characters. So you could be Letty or Suki, you know.
You guys are getting into
all
of that.
That's Miss Toretto, Letty. Or really, Letty.
My main goal for it is to be a great parent. I want to have kids. I want to be a parent like you. You love the fuck out of your daughter.
So now we're getting into shit. We went from past careers. She's talking about parents. Okay.
This is who I am. That's what I'm saying.
We're getting into the real shit now. All right.
I want to, but that's why I feel like I need a career, just so that I can financially support my child and have everything that I need to put them in a great position.
But I would tell you right now, from what it sounds like you're saying, is you want to be that parent that's there at every event, every this, every that. You want to be that A+ parent.
Be working in school.
But that's exactly where I was going. Is if you want a career, whether it's a surgeon, whether it's anything, you're not gonna be able to be there for everything. You're not gonna be able to be the parent that you want to be.
You're gonna crash eventually.
So that's where the conflicts of interest come into play. Where it's like, all right, well, I want to be a great business person, whatever it may be, you go on your career, but you also want to be a great parent. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying you can't be both, but it's hard.
I'm not gonna lie, I'd give up the career to be a better parent to my child than to have.
Fuck, you gotta be an asshole for chili bowl. Damn, just throw it for nothing.
Oh no, it's just mom was always there for everything that happened.
That's
with
the Viking
in it. I want to be that parent, but I also want to be like.
Do you feel like? You know, we're going back a little bit, but do you feel like when it's in your mom's struggle as a single mom, like you want to show or prove that you can not be a better parent? Because I'm not saying your mom didn't do a well job, but like do
in
better.
In a sense, show her what she taught you. Like, hey, you didn't instill a lot of
me. I definitely want to show her that she did instill that. It's embedded in my brain.
Not even that, but like be a stronger version. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. So yeah. Like you didn't taught me some shit, so I'm going to put it to use and end some.
Yeah.
For sure.
But I'm saying, obviously, we don't want you to be a single parent. You know what I'm saying?
If that's not the goal that I'm looking forward to.
Obviously, you know, a couple parents is better.
But I'm still conflicted here. Is it the job or is it the parenting?
Would I want more?
Yeah, because you kind of brought it up like where it was like, all right, we're talking about the job.
She wants to be stable with her career first.
And I understand that, but that's what I'm saying. But she said it like separately. She was like, oh, well, I want to be stable in my career. And then I kind of like, you know, we started having conversations like, well, I want to be a good parent.
I want to be stable before I have a child. I want them to have, and I want to say that mom didn't give us. Now I'm literally speaking to Mr. Pitufi. Mm-hmm. You were around, but you weren't around in the older ages to see.
Yeah.
Where this whole conversation is going. But like, just to cut it real short, I want to give my child everything that I possibly fucking can.
Yeah.
Without it being a real struggle for real. Because mom struggled having 4 kids. I want to be able to give my child everything that I can.
But that was the crazy thing though. It was like mom struggled, but it was because we had everything that we had.
She struggled because she had us too early. She didn't get to go to school. She didn't get to, you know.
No, and that's
like
what I'm saying.
Career.
It's not
like,
even. I'm saying it's not. That's a totally different struggle. Because you're saying like, oh, give my child everything and blah blah blah. But now you're saying it's like, oh, well, you know, she didn't get to live the life she wanted to. And that's two separate things too. It's like that's where you got to decide: do I want to live my life early?
They cutting me off.
Fuck and it. Then be a parent.
Cut my mic. Cut the mic.
Or do I want to be? Talk. Or do I want to be a parent and then live that life? So you also got to choose that too.
Is it Flecky's turn?
Go ahead.
Not yet.
Dale.
No, I was gonna say I feel like you want to be able to prove that you can do it by yourself, but what I mean by yourself, I mean like pay for everything without needing anybody's help, like. Have the house for your kids. You know, you want to be a strong, very strong and independent person where you don't need nobody. You want to be able to do it by yourself. And if you have, you know, the father and you guys are happy and whatever, that's always a key help. But I feel like for you, you have to prove that you can do it independent.
What I was going to say is...
It's not the life that I want.
Like, I feel like you want to prove that you can do it like your mom. If you didn't have the father, then you can do it on your own.
That's true. But what I want to say is I feel like this... No.
I just want to apologize because I'm over here smoking your shit.
I was trying to talk and that's it. But either way. What I was going to say is I think that... You're still just trying to prove shit to people. Like, I feel like none of this is for you. Because like you said, like, oh, well, I want to prove to mom that, you know, what she worked so hard for isn't going to waste. And now you're saying like, oh, well, I want to be a good parent. And you're kind of saying like, well, you know, mom raised a good kid. So I want to show her like, oh, you know.
I can do it too.
I can do it too and then some. So I feel like this none of this is for you from what I'm hearing. I feel like this is all just for everybody else.
The only thing I want for my child is to be able
Flicky.
To hear them say that I had a great life. My mom did everything.
And
my
I understand
mom
that
gave
but,
me a great life.
And I understand that, but like I said, I don't feel like that's for you though. And I'm not saying that you don't want a family, and I'm not saying
that'll
that
make
you don't
me
want
to happy.
That's what I'm saying. Like I'm not saying none of that, and that sounds a little harsh.
You have
but
a
either
daughter.
Way. All I'm saying is it doesn't sound like none of this is for you. It kind of sounds like this is for everybody around you. Like, oh, well, I can be a great leader. I can be a, you know, I can go to college. I can do this. I can do that. But I also want to do this. And I also want to do that.
You know what?
And just to show people. But then I also want to be a good parent to show my mom. And it kind of, you know, to me, it just sounds like you're proving a whole lot of shit to everybody else. Rather than yourself.
That's who I am. I feel
or
like I,
not even proving
to
shit to
prove.
Yourself, but even doing shit just for yourself.
I feel like, realistically, all right, who I am. I feel like I do have to prove a point all the fucking time.
So you feel like that's who
Why?
You are?
Why do you feel like that way?
That's what I'm saying. So like you feel like that's
Why
who
do
you,
you
are?
Like
is you guys feel like prove a point?
I've been told things.
You sound like you're
where
a pawn.
It's like, I've been told things where.
You sound like
you know
a what?
What? Now, a we getting, now we getting
oh,
really.
Oh, pawn? Yeah, like on chest. Yeah, like pawn.
You now we
like
getting real deep. But I do feel like growing up, you've heard conversations with me and mom before. Like,
yeah.
I feel like I'm in a position where if I don't do this or if I don't do that, it's like, damn, you low-key failed me. Like, I did this, I did that. And you didn't exceed my expectations. So I feel like that is really like one of my priority type of things where it's like, no, I'm going to exceed that beyond what the fuck you expected.
Yeah.
Because
I feel like with you saying everything that you said today, I feel like you're kind of trying to live in your mom's shadows. And I'm going to give you some advice here.
You going to make it.
Hold on. I'm going to give you some advice here and I'm going to keep it real. And I'm going to tell you that it's okay. That, you know, you learn that way. It's okay that you experience that way. All I'm going to tell you is at the end of the day, you know, don't live in your mom's shadows. You learn from her, but you're at the end of the day, you're yourself. And you got to learn shit your way. You can't be stuck in somebody else's shadow and trying to prove to her. You got to prove to yourself, who are you? So right now, what you're telling me is you're proving to your mom who your mom is or who you are for your mom. We're trying to get to the point where we want you to prove who you are for yourself.
And that's where I get where you're coming from is like you're kind of trying to live mom's life through you.
Yeah.
Because I know where this is
no,
coming from.
No,
trust me. No,
either,
I'm not trying to, but
no,
I...
For real.
But I know where you're coming from. And I know this is where it's like, oh, well, mom didn't get to be the flight attendant. Mom didn't get to be the cops you wanted to. Mom didn't get to do this. Mom didn't get to do that. And you feel like you're overcompensating for all of it. And I know mom feels like she was a bad parent. And she wasn't. Not by a fucking 100 miles. Not by nothing. Mom was not a fucking bad parent at all. But she does feel like it. And that's where I see you're kind of trying to fill those shoes. And you don't have to.
Fill Abby's shoes. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can let her live through your life, but at the end of the day,
this is not saying, like, don't do nothing for mom or in, you know, because of how mom raised you, but what we're saying is, don't fall victim to it.
I just explained to us that was my quality. that was my problem, is that I put a lot of people, not saying don't put your mom, obviously your mom's one of the biggest parts of your life.
Facts. I'm saying, facts.
Don't put others in front of you. At the end of the day, you have to focus on you too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm very selfless though, that's the hard part.
And I am
and
too.
That's what we're saying, is like, that's how we were raised to be, but sometimes you gotta outgrow that a little bit.
You gotta find yourself.
So we're not saying be a bad person. We're not saying do bad by anybody. But sometimes you have to do good by you.
And for whoever's listening, this is who we are. And as you see, hard. It's hard to express yourself. And it's hard to talk about, you know, what you're going through. And sometimes you're going to show emotion. And sometimes, you know, you break,
you break character or who you want people to see you as.
But at the end of the day, it's being real to yourself. And it's about, you know.
Again, having those people in your circle.
So I do want to end with us kind of like, we described who we are. We described, you know, what positively helped us, you know, improve in our life and find where we want to be in our goals. We kind of talked about where we want to be in, you know, the future wise. But after listening to all this, you know, I want us to talk about what's a favorite characteristic of each other, like what I think of you, what you think of me,
like a character, like you said, characteristic out of each other. Okay, yeah. So who's starting this off?
I'll start.
Okay.
So me being the only girl, you guys have been strong all the fucking time. I love that about y'all. You guys are both funny as fuck. You guys are humorous. We're all humorous.
I can make you laugh.
For sure.
You know how to
but
dance.
I love that when we all come together, like, it's always a good time.
Yeah, that's why I love this shit.
And facts. Despite the little bit of time that we have apart from each other and shit, like, we come back and we always bounce right back from exactly where the fuck
same
we
page,
left off.
Yeah,
like,
yep.
Also, I'm sorry. I also want us to pick what you think or we think we can do better on.
What do you mean?
Better on?
Better on, like, for each other. So, for example, like if I was to say, Abby, you can do better at being yourself or whatever. That's
okay,
just an example.
Yeah.
That's not what I want to say.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So you're saying a positive and a negative.
So you like us, you know, what did you say again? I'm sorry.
So she was saying that, we're funny, we're strong.
Yeah, we're strong, yeah.
One thing I will say though, just me starting it off, I want us to have more interactions outside of the podcast.
Thanks.
Like, I don't want for us to link up just because we have to do a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I want us to hang out aside from the podcast and have the same.
Which I
want
to say, I'm sorry for missing the Nina's birthday. Like, that was shitty scheduling, but
I
wanted
so
to be there so bad.
Nigga, I fucking teared up. Where I'm like, bro, pick the best person that you want to fucking go out, because I'm going to spend the fucking money and I'm going to take y'all the fuck out. Because I thought about giving her just cash, but I was that ain't cool.
I was
like,
salty,
I want to give you a memory.
I was sitting at home like, damn.
But listen, we talked about this in the old episodes. We know that, I even said that, I appreciate everybody that, because we all try to our fullest, you know. It is, sometimes you can't make every party. And to be honest, I'm to the point where I'm grown that I don't hold, you know, I don't get upset.
Nothing
all
against
I know
nobody.
Is it's always going to come around. You guys, you know, I already know you guys going to be there no matter what. I'm not, you know.
But, you know, we love the fuck out of you.
For sure.
That's
but, I was still salty, bro. Even sending that message,
but
like,
still,
damn.
What do you think that, you know, we can... you did say interactions.
I just
okay.
say, I want us to have better interactions outside of the podcast. Which
so I'm gonna
will
say,
give
I'm gonna
them
say,
more context.
I'm going to say, you know, okay, I'll go next. what I like about y'all, I'll start with you, Mr. Pitufi. I like that you're always yourself. Mr. Pitufi. Did I say Mr. Pitufi?
You said yeah, Mr. Pitufi.
I
was...
I didn't know where this was going. He kept looking at me, and I'm like, is he talking to me, or is he saying her?
It's the hair. It's the hair.
Oh, this is fucked up.
No, but, you know, what I like about you, obviously, is, you know, you're kind of a mini-me, not, you know, comparing you to me, but, you know, you can make me laugh. You're always yourself, whether it's in a bad funk or whether it's in a good way. You know, you stay true to who you are, and... You know, I love the fact that you're always down. You know what I'm saying? That means a lot to me. No matter what I call you for, you're always down.
Facts.
And you, it's like I never got to question you. I already know, like, most of the time he's down. You know what I'm saying? And Abby, what I love about you is you're so caring. You care about everything. You know, you care about family. You care about, you know, the nephews, you know, the kids, you know, you're everything. You're just so caring, and
you're like a mama.
That's
of the
a
bunch.
Very strong.
I am.
That's a like very, not a bad thing at all, but you're like a mama.
No, that's a very strong trait. You know what I'm saying? And it's hard for women to, you know, be so caring for everyone. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And that's why she's in that show.
Yep.
Because she cares about everyone before herself.
She's like Julie. I put you guys like on the same boat. You guys like care about everybody. Yeah.
And I appreciate that about y'all. But my thing is, what can you guys be better at? Is communication.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You say you want to be better interactive out of podcast, but we also don't communicate well.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? We communicate, oh, what are we doing for the podcast? What's the next episode? Or, you know, there's a birthday party or whatever. But in order for that to work, we have to communicate. And I'm talking about group chat or individual text. We have to be able to respond to each other. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
And that plays a big role even for everybody who's listening. You know, communication. Without communication, we're not going to get nowhere.
Yeah.
And that's a big part of family. That's a big part of friendship. That's a big part of just united. It's communication. We're not going to get nowhere without it. You know what I'm saying?
Agreed.
So that's just me. What do you got?
And that's one thing I was going to say is like, that's one thing I like about you guys in like different ways is energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you guys bring crazy energies. And what I was going to say to you is like, your energy is, it's different. Where like, you don't got to try. And I'm not saying you try. so you know, not to put that there, but I'm not saying you try, but it's like, you're kind of like a magnet.
Natural,
yeah. You're kind of like a magnet.
Gravitate.
And as well as he is. But what I was going to say is like the difference between you guys are is like, you're kind of like a magnet. He actually reaches out. This is the motherfucker. This is the glue.
He's Frecky, the fucking glue. Freckity.
Freckity. Freckity. Freckity.
He's the glue.
Frecky's the fucking glue. And I would see that poster all the time. Like, oh shit, you got the whole family back together and this and that. And it's not just because dad wrote it, because fuck dad, in my opinion. But either way, like I said, this nigga is the glue. This motherfucker holds the whole family together. Nigga, we having a game night. We having a Pitufi night. Fuck it, come chill at the game. We about to be there. This and that. And I love that. That's what I'm saying. So, like, they both have their energies where they're kind of magnetized in ways. But the energies are different, too. And what I would say you guys can work on, what I can say you can work on is scheduling. Scheduling, because this nigga be like, we're having a whole block party. On top of the podcast, on top of the fucking park, we're playing games. We're having a meetup at the gas station and a car night, nigga. We're doing all of it.
But he's always down.
And I'm down. That's the thing, I'm down. But sometimes I'll be like, God, bro.
Sometimes they ignore me. He don't even reply back.
This event number two, bro, I'm dead.
You know, it's the funny part, though, is like, we came to the point, we got so far in this podcast shit that we got to the point where, like, when I write you guys in the group chat and y'all don't respond at, like, 11 o'clock, I'm like, yeah, it's done, Dada. I'm going to bed.
Yeah. We already know.
There's no response. Hey, when there's no response, it's done, Dada. We'll see you next week.
That's facts.
But, you know,
we try to keep it weekly.
No, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And this, you know, I'm glad we got to this episode because, you know, we did discuss a lot of who we are and there's shit that we probably didn't know until now.
Yeah, we got a little bit emotional. I wish the camera was up.
And that's what I was gonna say. Like,
all three got a bit emotional about this whole episode.
I hope I hope y'all got emotional with us, and this, you know, kind of help make y'all think a little bit about who you guys are.
And we also
wanted to dig deep.
We also wanted to do this episode based on, like, yeah, we're a comedy podcast, but, like, sometimes we want to relate with the people as in everybody struggles. Everybody
has dark times. We're human. You know we're human.
We want to touch base with everybody and show, like, everybody that everybody is the same.
Because we can sit here and talk shit and make people laugh.
Yeah. We could be Charlamagne the God, and we could be Gilly, and we could be all these motherfuckers, but they don't always show their real selves. And we just want you to know that you can show your real self and be your real self and still have a good time, just like all of us.
What did our old babysitter used to say? Lávate la cara.
Mama. Mama. Traite el coco.
He did, because Mama. He used to have the coconut oil.
He used to put coconut oil in his old ass raggedy ass gray hair and thought it did something just to drive us to school and go back home.
What was his name?
Orsini. Orsini.
So listen. So to end the episode, you know, we would like for you guys to sit there and sit back and ask yourself, who am I? You know, what do I need to work on? What can I improve myself on? What is it that holds me back? You know what I'm saying? What is it that you really want to focus on? Don't waste time, because time's something we're not going to get back.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and it's funny because we end the episode with interactions, communications, you know, scheduling. What you say about Avi, Miss Pitufa over there?
I didn't say hers. We kind of got into the rapping.
So emotion. What she needs to...
My main thing was...
Hold on.
I would say what she can work on is just getting past that hard shell. Like, I know, like he said, you want to be that independent woman, that strong woman that I can do everything by myself. Sometimes you don't got to do it by yourself. So you sometimes
that shit ain't easy.
And that's what I'm saying. Sometimes let that barrier down and we can help you with that. So,
okay.
Along with scheduling and everything else. So everybody just, I guess, be a little bit more vulnerable. Because like he said, you never know who can relate to what you're going through.
For sure.
And this episode goes to show everybody, us, you know, them, that, you know, expressing yourself sometimes is going to get the best emotions out of us, but it always helps to get it out. It always helps for us to understand where we are. It helps to know what people are feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And like I said, I hope that at the end of this episode, you guys sit there and say, who am I? And find out who you are. And when you find out who
figure
you are.
Figure it out, yeah.
And when you find out who you are. We're going to take this toast to y'all.
And DM us who you are.
Because together
if you already know.
Together we find within ourselves who the fuck we are. Because
if we could actually help, whether it be just the slightest advice or anything, just talk to us. We
might be able to help a little bit more if it's individual. Don't be scared.
We could definitely be there.
And of course, thanks for tuning in the... Pitoofy! In the motherfucking pot. And now we're gonna end out with some local track.
Local track.
Play that shit, boy.
You already know who it is.
Damn,
play
son.
That shit, boy.
Where'd you find this?
She got that big booty.
Boy Frecky,
big
boy.
Booty.
Dropping off that banger, man.
Dropping off
better
that.
Late than never. Better late than never.
You see that, it's your boy Frecky, man, and I'm out. Enjoy the fucking track, bitches.
She got that look.
Big booty. Big booty, that big booty, big booty. I see booty, that big booty, big booty. Big booty, that big booty, big booty. I want booty, that big booty, big booty, ass fat. Go make that ass clap. Big booty, ass fat. Go make that ass clap. Bend it over, make a shake. Show these bitches what it takes. Bend it over, make a shake. Make these snakes throw that cake. Walking and stunting, vibe to the music that's pumping. Break down these hundreds, it's nothing. We came no ball here, no fronting. We bout to get this shit rocking. A couple bottles, we popping. A flock of geese table flocking. Big booty shaking, no stopping. Gripping my pole, and inches she holds. She dancing for me, her body just folds. She got the fat ass, just like I was told. I was throwing that cash just cause she was cold. Clapping them heels, I caught me a feel. She brought me the crew, then cut me a deal. Ass all in the face, I'd make it a meal. She want me to hit, and that ass is real. Big booty ass fat. Go make that ass clap. Big booty ass fat. Go make that ass clap. Bend it over, make a shake. Show these bitches what it takes. Bend it over, make a shake. Make these niggas throw that cake. Make a shake. Do what it takes. Now get the rake, you getting blessed. Show off your chest. Don't hide the nips, the money flips. Show us some tricks. She got the drip, I want them lips. Slide in my tip, just need some space. Round of applause, her shit isn't fake. You need it pledged, you need it inflate. Still get the cash, put food on your plate. We loving that ass like killing them cakes. Round of applause, her shit isn't fake. You need it pledged, you need it inflate. Still get the cash, put food on your plate. We loving that ass like killing them cakes. Like killing them cakes, like killing them cakes, like killing them cakes, like killing them cakes, like killing them cakes. You already half naked. What you trying to do? What you trying to do? What you trying to do?